Okay, Parshat Emor, which of course ends with the Parshat Moadim. It goes through all the Yom Tovim. One of the two places where it actually has all of them, Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. But it starts interesting. It starts with Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Emor, Daber al Bnei Israel, go speak to the children of Israel, and martel him, and tell them Moadei Hashem, the holidays of God, Asher Tikru Otam, that you will declare, Mikrei Kodesh, you declare them to be declarations of holiness. These are my Moadim, my appointed times, my encounters. For 6 days you shall work shall be done. Mikra Kodesh. On the seventh day shall be a Shabbat Shabbaton, Sabbath of Sabbaths, the really intense rest. Mikra Kodesh declared holy, Kol Melachah Tasu, don't do any work. Shabbatu LaHashem, this is the Shabbos, day of rest for God, B'chol wherever you live. Elim Modei Hashem, these are the holidays of God, Mikra Kodesh, Shetu Kruatam that these are the holidays that you will declare on their appointed times, and then goes to the list.
So Shabbat is a holiday.
Yeah, that's good. That's the focus we're looking at, right? It's Elam Odeh Hashem, Sheshim Tasem and then Elam Odeh Hashem again. Right? It's got this extra pasuk stuck in there, and it goes back to where it started. And that pasuk of Sheshim Tasem is really a quote from the original command about Shabbat and the Mishkan. Hashem tells Moshe, you're going to build the Mishkan, but you still have to keep Shabbat. It says Sheshim Yamim Yasem 6 days. Work shall be done. It's passive. Yom HaShabbat Shabbaton. There's that Sabbath of Sabbaths. There's Shabbat Shabbaton. Kodesh Hashem is holy to God. Kol HaSem Lacha V'Yom HaShabbat Mojumat. Anyone who does work will death. And when Moshe says this, this is in Ki Tisa, then when Moshe repeats it in Vayakhel, of course, Vayakhel basically repeats everything, that Moshe tells Bnei Israel what Hashem told him. He says, Bnei Israel, for 6 days, work shall be done. Kodesh, that the seventh day shall be holy. Shabbat Shabbaton Hashem. Shabbat Shabbaton for God. That's the quote.
Shemitah called Shabbat Shabbaton.
Yes, there's one place where Shemitah is also called Shabbat Shabbaton. Very
Does
good.
that make sense? The Shabbat, seven of seven. What does it mean here? Just emphasizes it like it's
That's
real.
where we're going to go. So what's it doing
Okay.
here in our let's talk about the Moadim. What does Shabbat have to do with it? What is a Shabbat Shabbaton? Right,
Yeah.
we're talking about Yom Tov. We're not talking about Shabbos. What is it there? So everyone asked a question. Lots of explanations are given. This is Rashi from the Sifra. That's Shishi Yamim, the 6 days. Ma'inyan Shabbat Eitzel Moadot. That's the question.
Yeah.
Let's put a question. Lamdecha, it says his answer to teach you shekol machalat modot ma'alina love ki'ilu that violating Yom Tov is just like violating Shabbat. Well, makayim ma'alina love ki'ilu that if you keep the Moadim, then the God will consider it as though you kept Shabbat. Now, what that means and why is it there, I'm not going to get into. That's an example of an answer given, because there's one answer cited in the name of the Vilna Gaon. That's brilliant. I want to focus on that, but I can't find the original, which makes me sad because I don't want to use secondary sources. But everyone quotes this, the name of the Vilna Gaon. So I assume it's somewhere that I'm just not good enough to find it. It's not in the
What
Adara.
did he write? What did the Vilna Gaon write?
We're going to have to find out. Again, this is be secondary, but it's a good answer, even if it's not for me. But there are two points I want to
No,
look
what
at.
did he write? He wrote books.
Yes. So his commentary on the Torah is called the Adarat Eliyahu. His name was Eliyahu. But it's not there. So I don't know what other, where else I'd be looking. There were, I mean, there were a lot of things. So I don't know where this exactly is.
Okay.
But what we're going to look at is this idea that the word Shabbat, Shabbaton, it's talking about Shabbos back in Tzitzis and Vayakhel. We talked about it as that term is used for Shemitah as well. It's also used for Yom Kippur.
Oh.
Okay, so this is from our part, from the from Parshat Acharei Mot, when it's talking about the Yom Kippur ceremony. Vaytelachem l'chukat olam. This will be an eternal rule. V'chodesh ha'shvi be'asor l'chodesh. And the seventh month on the 10th day. Tanut na'ashotechem. You'll fast. Om l'cha lo tazu. Hazrach v'ger gar v'tachem. Then don't do any malacha. Don't do any creative work. Those the natives and the convert. Because this day will serve to atone for you, to purify you. You'll be purified from all your sin for God. Shabbat Shabbaton Hilachem. It is a Shabbat Shabbaton.
Hmm.
And you will fast, and it's an eternal rule. And the other thing about our pasuk is that here it's, right, the Shabbat Shabbaton, it's a Mikra Kodesh. It is declared holy. That's the Mikroi Kodesh, the Modim are declared, right? Mm-hmm. The pasuk about Shabbos says it's Kodesh Lashem. It just is. Mm-hmm. That's the classic difference between Yom Tov and Shabbat, right? Weekly Shabbat isn't declared. It doesn't do with us saying this is the day. It's inherently holy. Shabbat Yom Bishu. Okay? So in Shemot, it's Shabbaton Kodesh Lashem. It is holy. It's the holidays that are called Mikroi Kodesh because it's determined by us. We determine when Rosh Chodesh is every year, we determine Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we determine what days are the Moadim. And so Yom Kippur is the same way. It is declared. So this is from our parsha where it talks about Yom Kippur. Ach be'asor l'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh Yom Kippurim hu. And this, the 10th day of the 7th month will be Yom Kippur, Mikra Kodesh. It is declared holy, Yalachem, and you will fast, you krav tem mishel Hashem, you'll bring Kavanot, etc. Shabbat, Shabbaton, Hulachem. It is a Shabbat, Shabbaton. So we quoted before from Achrayimo, you'll fast, B'tisha B'chodesh B'erev, you'll start from the 9th in the evening, Me'erev B'erev, Tishbudu to Shabbatchem, you'll have your day of rest. So, Shabbat Shabbaton could refer to Yom Kippur. So here's the Vilna Gaon. This is a quote from a Daf Yomi site. Vilna Gaon suggests a brilliant and novel way of dealing with the problem. The question is, what is Sheshi Yamim Teasem Lacha V'Yom HaShvi Shabbat Shabbaton Mikra Kodesh? What does that mean here about Moadim? He proposes that Shabbat mentioned in verses 2 and 3 does not refer to Saturday. Rather, it refers to the holy day of Yom Kippur. Like Shabbat, Yom Kippur is referred to in the Torah as a Shabbat Shabbaton.
But it talks about 6 days.
Ah, but the Sabbath of the verse is Yom Kippur, then what are the 6 other days mentioned here, right? Okay. That explains that those are the 6 other Yom Tovim.
Oh.
Okay, we've got, in order, we have Pesach 1, last day of Pesach, that's 2. Shavuot is 3. Rosh Hashanah is 4.
What was 2?
Who's the last day of Yom Pesach? Pesach has two Mikra Kodesh, right? Well, that you can't do. Right, first day, second, and last day of Pesach. Shavuot is 3. Rosh Hashanah is 4. Yom Kippur is 5. Sukkot is 6. Yom Kippur, right? Kippur is 5. Yom Kippur is the Shabbat Shabbaton. So Sukkot is 6, and Shmini Atzeret is. Sukkot is 5, and Shmini Atzeret is 6.
And Yom Kippur is 7.
Is the 7, okay? So the God explains there's 6 other Yomim Tovim, and on which, well, Teasem Lacha doesn't refer to all work, but you can do some work. In other words, you can cook. Ochel Nefesh is permitted. So the meaning of the verse is thus, it's been gone. On the other 6 days mentioned in this section, right here, certain types of work may be done. Cooking, preparation of food, which is permissible on festival days. On the 7th day of this holidays, right, out of these, right, we're going to talk about, the Torah is telling you, we're going to talk about 7 days here that are Mikra Kodesh. 6 of them you can do malacha, not every malacha, but there is a malacha you can do. 7th day is a total Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbaton. No work at all is going to be done. That's the Vilna Gaon. So it's not about Shabbos, so that fits it in. So that's your introduction, is Sheshim Tiasa Malacha, Yom HaShvi Shabbat, Shabbaton, and here are the 6 days. Right, and so when it ends with Shabbat Hi Lashem Chomoshvotechem, it is a Shabbat. It means that it's not so much that it means that 7th day is Shabbat, but each of those days are a Shabbat of sorts, a day of rest, cease, don't work. How do you want to translate that? Okay, the 6 days of doing work, which is a Shabbat, and then one of them is a Shabbat Shabbaton. even more so. And in fact, you look through the parasha, the other Yom Tovim, in fact, called Shabbat or Shabbaton. That's applied to the other Yom Tovim. Now, given Shabbat Shabbaton, for instance, by Pesach, we talk about the Omer, Venivet, the Omer of Tnei Hashem, you go bring the Omer offering. So you count it, oh, you count it. Omer, Mecharat HaShabbat, Yenifer HaKohen, and Shabbat is understood as being the first day of Pesach.
Oh, there. That's the dispute
With
whether
the,
it's
with right. the, with the, not the Karaim, the,
right.
Tzidukim.
Shomronim, who are they?
Tzidukim.
Oh, Tzidukim. Wait, go over the six again.
Pesach 1, Pesach 7, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot 1, and Shemini Atzeret.
That's six?
That's six.
Okay.
Okay. And the numbers here. Rosh Hashanah, first and eighth day of Sukkot, first and seventh day of Pesach and Shavuot. That's six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Plus Yom Kippur is number seven. Okay, so Pesach, in the way we interpret it, is called a Shabbat. And then the pasuk about Rosh Hashanah, Bachorosh Hashvi, Bechad Lachorosh, seventh month, first day, Yelachem Shabbaton. You'll have a Shabbaton. And then Ach B'Chamisha Asar and Sukkot, Bachorosh Hashvi, the 15th of the seventh month, Pasvachem HaTuvot Ha'aretz, when you gather your produce, Vayom HaRishon Shabbaton, Uviyom HaShmini Shabbaton. I guess what Shavuot's not called a Shabbat there, but they're all the kind. So in other words, there are 6 days of Shabbat on which Malacha is done, and then the seventh day, which is Shabbat Shabbaton. That's the will of God. So the Torah is basically borrowing the language of Shabbat and applying it to the Moadim here. But, and this comes from a Shir by Rav Rosenzweig from YU, that the nature of the Shabbat, of the rest that we do, is different. If you look at the Rambam, the way he puts it, I didn't write that, did I? Does it say? Oh, spell Yom. Okay, that by Shabbos. This is in the list of the mitzvot. Mitzvot lo tase is shelo lasot melacha b'Shabbat. It says lo tasem kol melacha, don't do it. And this, the asay side is lishbot b'Shabbat. So we don't wait. The lo tase is don't do work, and the asay is you have to have lishbot.
This is actually Shabbat, not the
Moedim. This is on Shabbat itself, and it says B'yom HaShvi'i Tishbot. Okay, and for Yom Tov, and it goes through every single one of those other those 7 days, right? And points out that each one, well, all, including Yom Kippur, there, you know, then he'll add the mitzvah of Lo La'asot Melacha is different by the Moedim, which is Lo La'asot Melacha B'Rishon B'Pesach. Again, he goes through each one individually. It says, Kom lachol yasev ahem, you can't do any work on them. But it adds in that pasuk, look at there, is Ach Hashem yachel kol nefesh u'labado yasev ahem. There's an exception to that law. Okay, and the asay is lishbot for Rishon Pesach. You have to have a shavut there. It has to be a resting. And it says, B'yom Rishon mikra kodesh.
So that's not what distinguishes Shabbat from the Moedim, is that Shabbat has an asay.
Right. So both of them, Yom Tov also has an asay.
They also have an asay.
Right. And he takes it from the idea of Mikra Kodesh.
Oh.
Right? In other words, but the way Rav Rosenzweig puts it, that the command is by Yom HaShvi'i Tishbot. There's a mitzvah, explicit command of Tishbot, thou shalt rest. On Yom Tov, the commandment is Mikra Kodesh. It's got to be Mikra Kodesh. And you implement that by your Shavuot. It's got you declared holy. They're right. So these days are set aside.
Yeah. So on Yom Tov, there's an Asay to rest.
Yes.
Okay.
And that comes from, he says, it's from the idea of Mikra Kodesh.
Okay.
know, it's not inherently the rest thing, but these are holy, right? Set aside to be a moed, an encounter with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? We're encountering Hashem. And so we do that by not doing other things. That's what our Shavuot is. That's the Shabbaton of Yom Tov is, I'm spending my time with God. I'm not doing other melacha. So on Shabbat, the Lot HaSeh drives the Aseh, right? We're not working. We're imitating God. God stopped working, creating. We're not gonna create. And Yom Tov is the Aseh that drives the Lot HaSeh. The purpose is to be Moed and Mikra Kodesh, and therefore we don't do other things. We're occupied with Mikra Kodesh, and we rest from other things. We don't do work. This is where Rav Rosenzweig puts it. The essence of Shabbat is to serve as a reminder about creation. Prohibition of labor comes to remind us that following the 6 days of creation, God rested on the seventh day. According to this, it's clear why a Shabbat desecrated a subject to such severe punishment, but through his actions, he denies the creator of the world. In contrast, the idea underlying the prohibition of Yom Tov is less clear. Each of the festivals has its own unique significance. It's therefore difficult to assume that the prohibition of labor, which applies equal to all the festivals, is connected to this unique meaning. Why then is labor forbidden Yom Tov? Okay,
oh,
why are we not? That's the question. What's the point of that? And it concludes the days in Yom Tov are not a remembrance of creation. It's the prohibition of labor fashioned this day as a holy day. Actually, I'm gonna edit that for a little because the punishment is not relevant. That's good.
But didn't we have someone up before who said the reason that Pasuk is here is to say that it just restrict the Yamim Tovim?
Yes, yes. So that's Rashi understanding, taking that Shesh Yamim and Shabbat as being literally about Shabbat, and that
right.
Somehow we're making a connection with Moadim.
Yeah.
We're
so
taking
this
this
is
from the point of view of the Gaon, that this is not talking, we're not directly connected. We're saying there's a difference there.
Okay.
Tell me, telling us, there are 6 days that on which you shall do work, which we have, and the question then is, why are we emphasizing that as the introduction to Moadim, right? Te'asem Lacha, it shall be done. Okay, even though there are Shabbat, and then he goes through this analysis of how the Mishnah Torah presents these mitzvot, and says the Rambam begins Hilchot Shabbat with a primary obligating factor of Shabbat, which is being the forbidden labors, and so the positive commandment is mentioned only in passing. Again, the essential mitzvah is don't work, which means you're going to be shavut, tishbot. As additional mitzvah applying to forbidden labors. On Yom Tov, in contrast, the relationship between the positive and negative commandments is just the opposite. The prohibitions of labor are designed to advance the objective of the positive commandments. We don't do melacha in order for it to be mikra kodesh, and therefore the Rambam begins with a positive commandment. That's his analysis there. But the way we're reading it, it starts, we're saying that these Parsha Moadim starts with a statement of Sheshet Yamim Te'asem Melacha, right? Thou shalt do work on these 6 days on which you cannot do work. So what's the work you're supposed to do? Okay, work must be done. We've got to create them, right? And the answer is, what's the work that we do on Yom Tov? We cook.
Oh,
no,
we cook.
We cook.
Okay.
Have you noticed that? We eat a lot. Okay. That's what we quote, right? B'yom HaShavua Mikra Kodesh, right? Pesach, B'yom HaShavua Mikra Kodesh, right? Declared Mikra Kodesh. Kol Melacha Lo Yaseh Bahem. Don't do a Melacha. Ach, but Asher Yachel Chol Nefesh. You're going to cook. You're going to cook before Yom Tov. You're going to cook after Yom Tov. That's our mitzvah of Yom Tov.
Wait, when it says Sheshet Yamim Ta'aseh Melacha, that's our in Emor.
Right.
We're saying these Yamim are not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but the seven holidays.
Right. Of which
or
six,
six
you can
six.
of which six you can't you you work will be done.
Yeah.
And specifically halakhically, the work that will the malacha that will be done that makes it different from Shabbat and Yom Kippur
right.
is okay.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty radical, like Sheshet Yamim is not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right. So that is a radical, but it makes it flow much better in the context. It's not out of context. It's
right.
Talking about Yom Tov. That's what we're talking about. But I'm
But
very
when they
interested in
talk
the.
just about Shabbat, they have this phrase, Sheshet Yamim
Yes,
Taseh.
right. So Torah is borrowing that phrase from the mitzvah of
Oh,
Shabbat
I
and applying
see.
it here.
And oh, cute. Okay.
And that's the way the Vilna Gaon is looking at this. We're borrowing that phrase, but now putting it in a different way.
Right.
And we're going to give the same kind of idea that part of the mitzvah of Shabbat is, in fact, you're supposed to work on 6 days of the week. Right? Your job in the world is to be is tikkun olam, make the world a better place. That's great. 6 days and one day is Shabbat. So two, you're supposed to be doing this malacha on these 6 days of cooking. That's
So
where
you're
I'm going.
supposed to do, not just you're allowed to, but you're
Right?
supposed
Sheshet
to.
yamim te'asem lacha is the way it starts out. Thou shalt cook. Right? Here's the Gemara Pesachim. We're going to get a moral basis to that, right? This question of what are you supposed to do in Yantar? Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein lo adam b'yom tov, ela o ochel v'shoteh, o yoshev v'shoneh. Right? The only thing you need to do in Yantar, you can decide. You can either eat and drink or sit and learn. Rabbi Yishua Omer, chalku, no, just split it, okay? Chetzio v'achil v'shtiyah, then half the day eating and drinking, v'chetzio v'beit ha-midrash, and then half the day in shul. That's the way we hold, obviously. So that's pretty much where our yontovs are spent. Rabbi Yochanan, shnei mikra echad darshu, and all of them really, and both of them are kind of getting their reasoning from the same psukim. Tu v'echad Omer, there's a pasuk that says atzeret l'Hashem, this stopping or gathering together is l'Hashem, is for the sake of l'Hashem lokecha, for God. Tu v'echad Omer atzeret yelachem, that the atzeret is getting to translate atzeret here is a gathering. Is lachem is for you, right? Is it lachem? Is it for you? Or is it for Lachem? The other sover, okul lachem, okul lachem, right? Spend it all for God and learn, or okul lachem be for you and eating and drinking. For sure, sover chalku, no, both of them are true, right? The question is it this or that? The answer is yes. Chesiv lachem, chesiv lachem. But half the day in shul, half the day eating. And part of that, the unique mitzvah of Yontov that's not shared with Shabbat is there's another mitzvah of Simcha. There's Isra Malacha, there's Shpot, there's a positive mitzvah, there's also a mitzvah of Simcha on Yontov. So Machta Bechagecha. Okay? And we achieve that Simcha by eating.
Okay.
Okay? So Machta Nefnei Hashem Elokecha, the pasuk says that you will be rejoiced before God, Atah V'Nechovitecha, you and your children. And your servants, and the Levi who's in your gates, who doesn't have a job, the Yatom, the stranger, the orphan, the widow, among you, but you'll go to the Beit Mikdash, you'll offer your kabbana, and you'll share it with your family and with the Ger Yatom. The Gemara says about that, there's a mitzvah of Samachta. Right, you have to make, cause your children and your household to be happy. And Tanya Yudah Bebetera Omer, we learned that Yudah Bebetera says, when the Beit Midrash existed, ain simcha el babasar, that simcha meant meat. Okay, you brought it says, you'll slaughter your shlamim. That's simple. There's a barbecue. Shlamim.
And here we're talking about Chagim,
The Chagim,
not
right? These we're all
Shabbat.
talking about on the Chagim. There's a mitzvah of Simcha.
Interesting, because Rav Kook, they say he was a vegetarian, but on Shabbat he ate meat because of Ein
There's an
Simcha.
idea, Riyah, right? So there's the idea of Oneg Shabbat, which is slightly different.
Oh, Oneg Shabbat,
Now,
right.
and what the difference between Oneg and Simcha is another shear, but yes, that is part of that idea. So but the mitzvah of it is on, the Doraita really of Simcha Yom Tov is on Yom Tov, right? Thou shalt have a big meal. So, how does stuffing your faces create at Mikra Kodesh? What is this? Okay, and the answer is the second half of the pasuk. It's not Atah v'Nechov we talk about, right? That's important, but it's Hager v'Yatom v'Almana. That's important.
Ah.
Okay, that's Rashi. Halevi v'Hager v'Yatom v'Almana. Arba Sheli k'neged Arba Shelcha. Right. My four, you got to feed just like your four, right? We talked about bincha, ubitcha, vavdacha, vamatecha. That's yours. You're going to feed them on your feast there. Right? You're going to take care of the Levi, the Ger, the Yatam, v'Amanah, and I'll make sure that you're taken care of. That's Simchat Yom Tov.
I'll make sure that the almana and the yatom are taken care of.
Well, Hashem is saying that Atah Mesamech Shali, you take care of the poor. That's my people. You are
That's.
going to feed the poor, Hashem is saying, and I'll make sure that your family is well fed. I'll make sure you have enough to eat.
Oh, so there aren't two sets of four?
Yeah, there's two sets of four.
The
There's Bincha
lady.
Ubitcha Avdacha VeMatecha is one.
And
That's
those are
yours.
ours?
That's mine, right? It's my household. And then Hashem's, they're saying they're dependent on me, and I'm telling you, your job is to take care of the ones that are dependent on me. That's Levi, Agari,
Oh,
Yatom, v'Amanah.
okay.
So your job is to take care of them, and then I will take care of you. That's it. The Rambam has a wonderful way of expressing this. Okay. Shivat Yemei Pesach, Shmonei Yemei Chag, Im Shar Yom Tovim, all the Yom Tovim, Klum Asurim Behesped Uvetanit. You can't fast. There's no eulogies. Chayada Adam Leyot Behem Sameach V'Tov Lev, and there's a chiyuv of simcha, of happiness. Hu V'Navi Yishtov V'Nei Beito, and the person, his wife, his household, Kol Nevim Alav, anyone dependent on him, Shnei Mar V'Samach V'Chagiach, we quoted that. So Ketzad, what's Simchat Yom Tov? According to the Gemara, Hakatanim Noten Lehem Klayot V'Gozim V'Gdanot, little kids, give them granola and nuts and sweet things. And for the women, buy them clothes and jewelry as much as you can afford. That's halacha, right? It's brought down the Rambam in case the question ever comes up. Okay, but basar shooting and men eat meat, drink wine. In simcha ela basar, in simcha ela b'yayin. Okay, it involves meat and drink. And clearly, these are cultural things that if you would prefer meat to jewelry, then that's your simcha. But when you're eating and you're drinking, you need to feed the stranger, the orphan, the widow, in with all the other despondent poor.
Who is the lady?
Right, so what the Levi means in that, and certain time the Rambam, there wasn't a, the Levi didn't have his own role of not working and somebody dependent on others.
Oh.
Okay, and the Rambam also, that gets into the whole question of he's supporting all these guys in Kollel, which is some
Yeah.
place that we're not going to get into. So the Rambam does not include that here. Anyway, but Aval Misha Noel Dal Tor Chatzero, someone who locks his doors. Ochel b'shoteh, hu v'anav yishto, he eats and he drinks, just him and his family. But you don't offer food and drink to the poor of the Mari Nefesh and to the literally the bitter of soul, to the despondent, the unfortunate. That's not the simcha of mitzvah, that's the simcha of your stomach.
So
Okay,
it
you're
should be a
missing.
minhag that to give tzedakah dafka
Yes.
before Yom Tov.
Yes, you need to be feeding the poor because that's the mitzvah. So to say that is what it means. Sheshet mim te'aseh melacha, the mitzvah of ochel nefesh, really isn't about feeding, eating yourself, your family. It's about feeding others. That's the mitzvah of te'aseh melacha for those days. But if someone likes to point out that the Mishkan is called an ohel moed, tent of meeting, tent of encounter, right? And that it applies to two aspects. One is with Hashem, and one is where the community comes together. But a moed here, the moedim, has the same thing. They're times of encountering. We encounter both Hashem, we encounter the community. That's what the moed is there for. So we feast with all of Knesset Yisrael as a whole. We are encountering Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is Mikra Kodesh. And so the Sheshet Yamim Te'aseh Melacha is an important mitzvah of Yom Tov. So those days, there's work to be done. Right? Don't treat this as a Shabbat and I'm not going to do anything. Well, I can't. Right, I can't help you. It's Yantif. That's the exact opposite. You create the moed by doing this malacha of ochel nefesh. I think that's. And
ochel nefesh of the poor.
Right. It's for it essentially is for the purpose of others. You can feed yourself too, but it's for the other that you're doing
And
this.
so again, Sheshet Yamim here is the six holidays. That's pretty radical.
Right. I think
Let's go
that's
back.
implication of
Could
what
we go back? Go back to the very beginning. Let's see how it fits in.
the okay. Right. The holidays of God that you will declare them as holy. These are my holidays. On six of those days, we're going to tell you, this is the millennium shortly. Six of those days, you shall do Mlacha.
Good.
One of
Not
those,
Yom
the
Kippur.
seventh days, the well, seventh day is an extreme Shabbat, which you're not going to do any Malacha, including Ochel Nefesh, Mikra Kodesh. They are declared holy. Kol Malacha Tasu on that seventh day. Shabbat Hila Hashem. All of these days are Shabbat, Bechol Moshe. They're all a Shabbat, a day of rest.
Well, that's
And El
great.
Mode Hashem, these are those holidays, and it goes through the list.
So we're not talking about Shabbat at all.
Right. That's the Vilna Gaon.
It's the six and Yom Kippur.
Right.
That's great.
It is. It's pretty radical. I would like to see that inside. I suppose everyone else quoting it, but I haven't found that yet. So if you happen to find the original source, that's great. But it's good enough that even if it isn't the Vilna
Right.
Gaon, it's
It could
still
be a good
it's good
source.
interpretation.
Yeah. And it answers the question. I mean, what's it doing here? Right. Yeah, Rashi missed the ball on this one.
I wouldn't say that. There are different ways of looking, you know. Shivim panim
But it's also like negative Rashis. It's like if you violate Yom Tov, it's as bad as violating Shabbat.
Right. And
There's none of
that
the
Rashi warrants looking into, and what does that mean? Because clearly it's not literally true, right? They stone you for
Yeah.
for violating Shabbat,
Right.
and violating Yom Tov is a very, I said carbon, I have to look at the
Yeah.
exact poser
Very,
of that.
very nice. I wonder if I could remember this to give it over on Shabbat.
There you go.
It's the
Sheshet
very
Yamim
opening of the
Kesem Lachem.
parsha, right?
Was
Very
no, it's the
opening.
beginning
Oh, the beginning of the
Ravishi.
Mohim
Right, the Modim
section.
is the second half of the Parsha,
Okay.
Parsha
Yeah. Okay, just once more. The 6 days are 2 days of Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret,
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Very
Okay,
good.
and I will stop here.
I hope they like it on Shabbos morning.
I hope so. And I'm gonna have a good night. You have a good day.
Great. I'm starting the day. Great. Okay. I have
Good
to get
morning. Take care.
up. Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thank you.